The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. Hello, this is Lisa Bernhardt for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Kids on the Go. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from Scout Life. Start with Scout Life headliners. Powered up, Eagle Scout sets world record. Drake Slatterly, age 18, from Highland, Utah. He's an Eagle Scout with Troop 1444 in Draper, Utah. He made the headlines for holding the powerlifting world record in his age group, ages 15 to 17, and weight class, 132 pounds. Drake was named junior national champion and set a world record by deadlifting 451 pounds at the United States Powerlifting Association 2024 drug-tested national championships in Las Vegas, Nevada. He first set the world record in 2023, deadlifting 440 pounds at the International Powerlifting League World Championship in England. Serving seniors, Eagle Scout fights cyber fraud. Tejasvi Manoj, age 17, out of Plano, Texas. Eagle Scout, Troop 26, Plano. Made headlines for receiving an honorable mention from U.S. Representative Keith Self in the 2024 Congressional App Challenge. Tejasvi developed the Shield Seniors cybersecurity web application after her grandfather was almost a victim of cyber fraud. She serves as a Mark Cuban Foundation AI student ambassador. A secretary of the North Texas Food Bank Young Advocates Council, Tejasvi was recognized with the Gold President's Volunteer Service Award. She also earned the Congressional Award Gold Certificate for Excellence in Public Service, Personal Development, Physical Fitness, and Exploration. Zachary DeVore, age 18, Rocky River, Ohio, Eagle Scout with Troop 225, Westlake, Ohio. By earning the Congressional Award Gold Medal, which involves 400 hours of public service, 200 hours each of personal development and physical fitness, and more. Zach's hours included work to earn Scouting America's World Conservation Award, the National Outdoor Award for Hiking, and the National Medal for Outdoor Achievement. He also earned the Dr. Bernard Harris and Thomas Edison Supernova Award. James Lee Jesse, age 17, from Mauiqua, Illinois. An Eagle Scout with Troop 85 in Mauiqua. Made headlines as a recipient of the 2025 Glenn A. and Melinda W. Adams National Eagle Scout Service Project of the Year Award. James Lee raised more than $35,000 to cover the cost of 100,000 meals he and his helpers packed for a Haitian hospital. James Lee was born in Haiti and survived a deadly earthquake that devastated the country in 2010. He says, "I wanted to help the people who helped me and make a difference." James Bryan, age 6, from Edmond, Oklahoma, a Tiger Scout with PAC 91 in Edmond. Made headlines for winning the 2025 Zachary Tinkle Pinewood Derby Car Design Contest. James's prize was a trip to see a race at the legendary Rockingham Speedway. He and his family met Zachary Tinkle, a former Cub Scout currently racing in the ARCA Menards Series East, a regional stock car racing series owned by NASCAR and the Automobile Racing Club of America. Also, Tinkle's car was wrapped. The process of applying a design to a race car surface to mimic James's Pinewood Derby car design, and James's name was added to the passenger name rail. Now we're going to move on to talk a little bit about skateboarding. Up to new trick. There's a new way to earn the skating merit badge, and these scouts got help from a pro. Holding a skateboard that he built just a couple of hours before, Christian Gale felt nervous at the edge of the enormous bowl. The day at Eastern Skateboard Supply Headquarters in North Carolina had pushed the 12-year-old scout from Troop 232 of Wrightsville Beach, North Carolina, out of his comfort zone as he tried the sport for the first time. He'd already practiced going down a few ramps and attempted some tricks, but the 4,000-square-foot bowl looked intimidating. Even experienced skateboarders were impressed by it. "It was the biggest bowl I had ever seen," says Dean Richards, 13, a first-class scout from Troop 19 in Wilmington, North Carolina. "There were a few scouts who were really nervous before dropping in for the first time, so we cheered them on." The encouragement helped. Soon the guys were dipping in and out of the bowl, zipping around its curves. "I got the hang of it," says Christian. "I felt like I could go do anything. I felt empowered and strong." You too can feel that powerful rush as you work on skateboarding, the latest addition to the skating merit badge. Board builders. Last fall, the Cape Fear Council in North Carolina teamed up with retired professional skater Reggie Barnes, who was also a former scout, to put on a merit badge day at Barnes' 18,000-square-foot indoor skate park. Barnes started his professional career in 1979, competing in freestyle contests. He later launched Eastern Skateboard Supply, which became the world's largest distributor of skate and surf products. Thanks to a partnership with USA Skateboarding, Scouting America added the skateboarding option to the Skating Merit Badge last year. Previously, you could earn this badge only through ice skating or roller skating or inline skating. The new requirements include knowing skateboarding safety, demonstrating tricks, and building your own board. Barnes provided the scouts attending the merit badge day with parts from his warehouse in Wilmington. "The board we gave them was good quality," Barnes says. It was a good entry-level board. The 7-ply maple is the most common used for skateboard decks. The scouts first build their boards. They needed screwdrivers and wrenches to attach the trucks and wheels. Then they added grip tape to the deck. "It was neat to see all the parts that go into it," said second-class scout Ian Jordan, 11, from Troop 26 in Wilmington. Training wheels. After their boards were finished, the guys split into two groups based on experience. Whether they were beginners or seasoned skaters, everyone strapped on helmets and reviewed safety rules. "If you're a beginner, you shouldn't go on a big ramp first, and you shouldn't practice your tricks And you should practice your tricks a little," Christian said. "We did tricks on the flat ground. They learned basic skills like balancing, turning, carving, and breaking before tackling more complicated tricks." "One trick I learned is an ollie," Christian says. "I eventually got the hang of it after what seemed like an hour, but it probably was like 2 minutes. A perk every skater got was one-on-one instruction from Barnes or one of his employees. "If you had a question, you'd ask him," Dean said. "You could go to any other instructor. It was pretty good to know what you're doing." A rad merit badge. The scouts worked on technique for a few hours. They also got to tour the company warehouse, looking over the thousands of skateboards, surfboards, and snowboards Eastern Skateboard Supply makes and ships. "It's my favorite merit badge I've done," Dean says. "It was cool, and the instructors were really nice there." The guys took home the boards they built, and while some continued to skate more than others, they all thought it was a great merit badge to try. "It was fun to learn a new thing and be some of the first ones to do this version of the merit badge," Ian says. Know your board. A skateboard is a fairly simple type of sport equipment, but it's important to know its parts so that you can care for it. The deck is the main platform that you stand on. Most are made of layers of wood. The grip tape is the rough surface on top of the deck. It gives you traction so you don't slip off. The wheels make the skateboard go. They come in different levels of hardness and sizes depending on the type of skateboard you want. The trucks are the metal parts that connect the wheels to the boards. They have adjustable parts that help you turn. The bearings are interior pieces that allow the wheels to spin faster. Pro tips. With decades of experience, Barnes knows what it takes to be an expert skater. Here's what he recommends for novices. First, get the right equipment. Wear flat sole shoes and safety gear, including a helmet certified by the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission, knee pads, elbow pads, and wrist guards. Buy a board that's the right size for you. The best way to do that is by visiting a local skate shop. You'll want a board that you can adjust to help you do certain tricks. You should be able to find one for less than $100. A skate tool will have wrenches and sockets to help you make adjustments to your board, but you can also use a socket set if you already have one at home. Practice in a driveway or garage before heading over to the skate park. "I crawl before I walk," Barnes says. "Get comfortable on a safe, flat area." Finally, you can learn a lot from research. Scouting America offers resource videos on its merit badge web page. "There's so much at your fingertips," Barnes says. "Although watching can be helpful, you can't learn without spending time on the board and practicing. It's like anything else. Nothing good comes easy with any sport. Don't give up if it's something you really want to do." Scouting around. Talk with scouts around the world. Every third week in October, millions of scouts of all ages from more than 160 countries participate in the largest scouting event in the world, Jamboree on the Air and Jamboree on the Internet. With Jamboree on the Air, you can talk to other scouts through amateur radio, commonly called ham radio. Start planning now if you don't have the equipment. You'll need to find an amateur radio operator's ham shack, which is a room that houses radio equipment. You might also be able to find a council camp with ham shack. Jamboree over the Internet features games, challenges, and live shows as you connect with scouts from around the world via a digital campsite. To attend, you will need an internet-enabled device like a desktop or laptop computer, a tablet, or a mobile phone. With permission from your parents or guardians, go to www.jotajoti.info to register. JOTA launched in 1958 and JOTI began in 1996. Both have been held every year since they started. Before attending, review the safety rules and take a safety course on the JOTA/JOTI website. Make sure you have adult supervision while attending. There's an award for that. By participating in JOTA or JOTI, you can fulfill a requirement for the International Spirit Award, which aims to help Cub Scouts, Scouts BSA members, Sea Scouts, and Venture Scouts have a greater appreciation and awareness of different cultures and countries. The Scout Shop also offers JOTA, JOTI patches you can get after attending. Be safe in the water. You might know how to swim, but that doesn't mean you don't need a life jacket when you get near the water. Wearing a U.S. Coast Guard approved life jacket is vital because accidents happen. For example, you could get tired, hurt, or tangled up in an underwater object. Most dangerous incidents happen in calm waters and good weather, according to the Coast Guard. During scouting activities, you are required to wear a life jacket when you're swimming in clear water more than 12 feet deep, in turbid water more than 8 feet deep, or in flowing water. You must also wear a life jacket in a watercraft and while getting in and out of a watercraft. There are different types of life jackets designed for certain activities. Type 1 is for offshore activities when you might be in the water for a long time. Types 2 and 3 can be worn for most other boating activities. Make sure your life jacket fits well by putting it on and adjusting the straps until it's tight but comfortable. If the life jacket slips a lot when you're out of the water, it can slip even more when you're in the water. Kneel down and lift your arms up over your head to test its fit. Also, have a buddy grab your life jacket at the shoulders or shoulder straps and try to tug it up over your head. If the life jacket can be pulled up over your ears, it's too big. Tighten all straps and zippers. If it can still be pulled up over your ears, find a jacket in a smaller size. Scout Summit Mount Olympus. One scout's dream became a dream trip for him and other scouts in Troop 93 of Fullerton, California. Life Scout Vance Manchin, 17, wanted to plan an epic trip before aging out of scouting. The trip, going to Greece and climbing Mount Olympus, the home of Zeus, the king of the gods, according to Greek mythology. About 16 months later, Vance and a few other scouts were there. At 9,573 feet, Mount Olympus isn't as tall as some of the mountains in California, but it's still a towering challenge. The hike required the guys to trek 6,000 feet in elevation in less than 6 miles, which they did over a 36-hour time frame, spending 2 nights on the mountain. Mount Olympus was one of the tougher mountains I've ever climbed, literally, but it was a fulfilling hike, and I was able to see the beauty that Greece had to offer, Vance says. The summit hike wasn't all the scouts did. They visited museums and ancient sites and went kayaking and swimming in the Mediterranean Sea. They also met with some Greek scouts and attended one of their unit meetings, which was filled with songs and games. The scouts learned about Greek culture and history and met a lot of friendly people. Seeing how trusting and happy the locals were and becoming closer with those around me taught me how being happy and being considerate of others can get you far, says Tenderfoot Scout Alejandro Pedraza, 17, who recently joined scouting and earned his rank during the outing. This trip has meant a lot to me because of how nice everyone around me has been. Their journey inspired the scouts to create a new High Adventure Award sponsored by their home council called Scouting Around the World. The award includes requirements for both interstate and international travel. Understanding declination. If you look at your compass, it's not pointing directly at the North Pole. Instead, the magnetized needle is showing you the direction of magnetic north. Right now, both are relatively close to each other, but soon they won't be. That's because magnetic north is always moving. As Earth's molten core moves, it affects the magnetosphere, the magnetic field that helps protect the planet from solar radiation. When the North Magnetic Pole was first discovered in 1831, it was pinpointed in Canada about 1,000 miles south of the true North Pole. Since then, it's been slowly moving towards Russia. That's why when you're orienteering, you have to adjust your readings for declination, the difference between true north and magnetic north. If you don't, you won't be able to find the actual direction of travel, which can be off by as much as 20 or 30 degrees, depending on where you are. Using a current orienteering map because declination degrees are changing with the moving magnetosphere. To factor in declination, use a current orienteering map that shows magnetic north-south lines or draws them on the map you're using. Some compasses come with declination adjustments on them. If you're using one that doesn't have that feature, you must add or subtract the declination to the compass reading based on your location. Scouts in action. Brody Constable, 17, was returning from a school field trip with other students in Webster, New York, when a car collided with their bus, knocking it off the road and into a ditch. The bus engine caught on fire, and the passenger compartment quickly filled with smoke. Brody rushed to the back of the bus. He opened the door with help from another student, then told everyone to get out fast. The angle of the bus in the ditch made it difficult for the door to remain open, so Brody held it open until everyone escaped. Thanks to Brody, more than 20 students and three adults safely exited the smoking vehicle. Seconds later, the bus was engulfed in flames. The fire department arrived and soon extinguished the fire. Life Scout Brody Constable, a member of Troop 127, chartered to Myers Ingram American Legion Post 428 in Ontario, New York, received an honor medal for his actions. He saved her from drowning. Declan Chappius, 17, was swimming with friends in a lake in Brainerd, Minnesota, when he noticed that his girlfriend had stayed underwater for too long. When he looked underwater to check on her, he saw that she wasn't moving. Declan dived down, quickly brought her up, and carried her to the dock where her mom performed CPR. The girl revived and began vomiting water and drifting in and out of consciousness. Declan placed his girlfriend on her side and warmed her with towels. He went with her to a nearby hospital and gave emergency room doctors information about the incident. The girl eventually recovered. Life Scout Declan Chappius, a member of Troop 9306, chartered to Divine Mercy Catholic Church in Faribault, Minnesota, received a Medal of Merit for his actions. He helped save the home from a fire. Jake Dibb, 17, was riding in a car with a friend in McGayersville, Virginia, when Jake noticed smoke coming from a duplex nearby. Jake told the driver to turn around so they could help. Jake saw a neighbor trying to open the door of the burning home. As his friend called 911, Jake ran out of the car and kicked the door open. Black smoke erupted from the doorway. Jake yelled to see if anyone was inside, but no one responded. The smoke was so thick that Jake could not see inside the house. Another neighbor came out and said the woman who lived there wasn't home. Fire and rescue vehicles arrived and quickly put out the fire. No one was harmed during the incident. Eagle Scout Jake Wilson Dibb, a member of Troop 8, chartered to Broadway Lions Club, in Shenandoah, Virginia, received a heroism award for his actions. He saved them from a rushing river. Conrad Alder, 12, was canoeing with his scout troop on the Colorado River near Lake Havasu City, Arizona, when the powerful current pushed his canoe into a dock. As Conrad and his partner struggled to paddle clear of the dock, the current pushed another kayaker toward them. The fast-moving water proved too much for the second vessel. It collided with the boy's canoe, throwing everyone into the surging river. Conrad and the other scout became pinned against the dock. Conrad was able to pull himself onto the dock as the kayaker helped Conrad's companion keep his head above water. Conrad lifted the other scout onto the dock. The person from the kayak moved to the other side of the dock to get out of the water. Scout Conrad Alder, a member of Troop 10, chartered to Arizona Outdoor Wilderness Leaders in Mesa, Arizona, received a heroism award for his actions. He saved the puppies. Landon Gilbert, 13, was visiting a church in Hugo, Oklahoma, with members of his church's youth group when they were approached by a friendly but apparently malnourished dog. The church staff knew the dog had recently had puppies, but didn't know where they were. Landon saw the dog slip underneath the chapel. With permission from an adult, he crawled under the building and found the dog with her starving, muddy, flea-infested pups. Landon's pastor, his mom, and others from his youth group helped Landon as he crawled under the chapel repeatedly to bring the pups out. They consulted a veterinarian on how to care for the mother and her pups and found a home for them. Life Scout Landon Drew Gilbert, a member of Troop 1, chartered to the Edmond BSA Troop 1 Association in Edmond, Oklahoma, received a national certificate for a certificate of merit for his actions. He saved his sister from drowning. Liam Wade, 9, was at a pool party in Corona, California, when he heard his mom cry out in alarm. He turned to see his 3-year-old sister had fallen into the pool. Liam ran to the pool deck, jumped into the water, and quickly swam to his sister. He then dived below the surface, grabbed the girl, and brought her up. Bear Scout Liam Wade, a member of PAC 134, chartered to Main Street Church of Corona in Corona, California, received a heroism award for his actions. We've run out of time for today's episodes of Kids on the Go. We hope you enjoyed listening. Please join us next time. I'm Lisa Bernhard, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. Kids on the Go is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service. Mm-hmm.